Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for coming to Don't Get Stuck in the Slurry. Are you ready? Are you ready to unlock all your potential? Okay, I've got a secret weapon. And it is, yes, rocks and grit. I know you're probably thinking it's going to be something more shiny. Well, rocks and grit, we're going to talk about it. Just like life in a river, the rock, over time, it gets smooth and polished. You too, over time, line upon line, precept on precept, you can get smooth and polished too. And so I have a secret weapon for you called the grit system we're going to go over. Okay, did you look at here? Can you read that? What kind of rock are you?
A bumpy amethyst.
A bumpy amethyst. Anybody else a bumpy amethyst in here? Okay, can you see it? We've got your last number of your birth year. If it's 1, it's bumpy, 2, rough, 3, lumpy, 4, gritty, 5, sharp, 6, jagged, 7, grainy, 8, slick, 9, rugged, and 0, sandy. What's yours? A bumpy ruby. Okay, so turn to your neighbor and tell them what you are. All right, good job. Page 55. Hopefully, everybody has a rock, a pen, post-it, and a card, a bookmark. Okay, it's over there. So feel free to go pick it, whatever's left over there you can get. Okay, do you see it? And share Play-Doh because it looks like we ran out. So if your partner next to you, does not have, you have an extra? Ooh, all right. We need some over here. Just throw it to them. Here we go, right there. It landed right there. Ah, good basketball people here. Good job. Okay. And then I do need the pens and the pencils back that are borrowed. Just FYI, just put them in the containers when you walk out. Okay? Awesome. Was there anything else? You're awesome. Help me remember. Okay, don't get stuck in the slurry. That's what we're talking about today. I want to introduce you myself. This was my cute family. We were rock hounds when we homeschooled. And I thought it would be a brilliant idea to get a rock tumbler. How many of you guys have a rock tumbler? All right. You guys like the same thing I do. Okay. Well, we were gathering rocks, and I thought, yep, let's try polishing it ourselves. So that's my daughter, Mackenzie, Kaden, Kyler, me, and my husband, Keith. And we were rock hounds, and we like gardening, and I love cooking. This is my family now. We have a new addition. Parker, we are a family full of entrepreneurs. My daughter just got her general contractor's license. Parker, her husband above, he is a welder, and he also has his general contractor's license. My son, Kaden, is a videographer, photographer. If you go to any of my YouTube stuff, he's the one that films the good stuff. Put it that way. Life tumbled. Okay. And then my husband's a general contractor, and I'm a real estate agent, and my son, Kyler, is a screen printer. Who knows what a screen printer is? T-shirts. Yep, all that stuff on your shirt, he does that. He was number one in the nation with Skills USA. Anybody know what Skills USA is? All right, get involved with Skills USA if you can, because if you want to go into the tech trades, because it's really fun. A little bit about them. I'm going to introduce you also to my mom and dad, because a lot of these stories and things are going to relate to them. My mom, she was awesome. So she's kind and everything like that, and she taught me how to cook. But the most important thing that one of the great stories that I want to share with you is that there was a drill team that I wanted to be a part of. Have you guys ever been wanting to be on a dance team or a sports team and you'd worked really hard to get on it? And then there's tryouts. How many of you had tryout for something? Even if it was theater. Okay, so you work really hard and you get so excited, and I was actually really excited because like all the popular people were on it and I wanted to be friends with them. And so I worked really hard and tried out, and they call everybody the night at the end of the tryouts to see if you made it or not. And I got my phone call and I didn't make it. I was devastated because I thought I was a good dancer. So I ran up to my room and just wanted to be alone, and some tears were shed. And my mom came and knocked on the door. She said, "Melissa, do you still want to be on a drill team?" I said, "Yeah, I would love to. I'd love that experience." And so she said, "Let's make our own. Let's create our own drill team." I'm like, "We can do that?" She said, "Yes, I'll sew the costumes," and they were sparkly, and there we are. I invited all my friends that didn't make it, and more. And we just, there was no tryouts, we just, whoever wanted to be a part of it and wanted to be on a drill team, and there we are, in a parade, in St. George. So, and just to let you guys know, I live in St. George. I forgot I was going to tell you that, but St. George, I grew up in St. George.
That's a nice place to live.
Thank you. It is. Yeah. So this story taught me that even though you have an idea of going a certain way or a path and it doesn't let you, there's always another way. Okay? So if you have a goal in mind, there is always a way. This is my dad. And my book, Life Tumbled, is actually based after my dad. He was a great, he was an entrepreneur himself also, and he helped everybody. He helped his parents, he helped his brothers and sisters, my nieces and nephews. He created jobs for people. He went out of his way to support them in activities and fundraisers. One time I was putting on the Relay for Life. Do you guys know what the 24-hour Relay for Life is? It's a race that people walk and run around a track for 24 hours. And I was in charge of one in Twilla. Anybody know where Twilla is? And so he came from St. George all the way to Twilla to help me. Like that's just what his nature was. Well, in 2001, my dad was killed in a car accident on his way to work. And it devastated me. And it was the same time that my kids were little and we were rock hounds. And a couple months later, I was churning and looking in the barrel. I'm not going to open it up, but looking in the barrel, I was in my kitchen, and I felt my dad, and I heard him in my mind. He said, "Melissa, life is like this rock tumbler. In the pre-existence, we have these beautiful colors, and we come to Earth and get these bodies, and we have these jagged edges that we are to shape ourselves. And it's through the grit of life and the people we bump up and meet that help shape ourselves." He said, "If I knew what I know now, I would not be afraid. Don't be afraid." So that's what the message is. Don't be afraid. In this world with social media and so many things to help us, to make us be afraid, Heavenly Father wants us to know, not be afraid. And so I want to go over fear real quick of what fear is. Fear has two meanings. You've probably heard it in the scriptures. Fear of the Lord. What? Fear of the Lord? That just means to have respect for Heavenly Father, okay? And then there's fear of the adversary, right? There's fear of man, mortal danger, pain, evil, and those are the things that you can be afraid of also. But sometimes we might be afraid, the adversary uses that fear to stop us to do good, okay? The devil's plan. How many of you guys do sports? Okay, if you knew the other team's playbook, do you think you could win more? Yeah. Okay, so there is there are two books that I like, and it kind of goes on the devil's plan. It's called Fervent and Outwitting the Devil, and it helped me give me a new perspective. And this one right here, if I were your enemy, I'd magnify your fears, making them appear insurmountable, intimidating you with enough worries until avoiding them becomes your driving motivation. I would use anxiety to cripple you, to paralyze you, leaving you indecisive, clinging to safety and sameness, always on the defense because what might happen. When you hear the word faith, all I'd want you to hear is unnecessary risk. So that's his plan. Okay? And so if we know his plan, when we get those little fears in us, we could say, just give you 20 seconds of courage to do good. Okay? We're going to go into that plan. On your worksheet, you have, let's see here. Where did I feel like I'm connected because I haven't used one of these before. Okay. So what is one thing, like, let's go to the top, actually. There's an L and an H. The L part is, fill in the word, is love. What are things that you love to do? Okay? And if you're having trouble writing down things that you love to do, then sometimes it's easy just to go over and, like, well, what do I hate? You know, like, I don't. Yeah, the other one's hate. I know hate is a strong word. I usually don't use that word, but when you know what you don't like to do, sometimes it's easier to find what you do like to do, because we're going to help you find the things that you love and not be afraid and move forward with it. Okay. So there's some scriptures about fear, because I want you to, because what this we're going to have you do is pick one thing that you're afraid of that we're going to work on through the grit system. Okay? Just one thing. Okay, so fear of man. I'm just bringing in some scriptures. Fear not the reproach of men. What do you think that means?
Don't be afraid of what other people say.
Yes, or what they think, huh? What we need to remember is what your connection with Heavenly Father. What does Heavenly Father think and feel about you? And I'll tell you right now, I'll give it away. He loves you. He does. Right where you are. Right here and now, he loves you. Okay, number two. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Okay, so Satan wants you to be afraid. He wants you to stop in your past and not do anything good. So he's going to put that in for you. He's going to try and block you. Okay? Number three, fear not to do good. Oh, what does that mean?
Do not be afraid to do.
Yes. Have you ever had the whispering of the Spirit saying, go do something, and you think it's going to be like, that's kind of weird? I had one that, the first one that pops to my mind is, make some bread and take it over to a neighbor. I'm like, that's weird. I don't know why, but I did it. I don't know what came of it, but it's okay to be weird, okay? If it's a good thing, right? Giving bread to a neighbor is a good thing. Anybody else had an experience that you listened to the Spirit? And you did it, even though it was kind of weird?
When I was, like, 14, I was, or 15, I was, like, working for my neighbor around the corner. And there was an elderly lady, so he was, like, around the corner, and I was here. And in, like, that corner, on the other side of the room, there was a lady who was elderly and just moved in. And she lived with, like, her one son. But he was always gone because he was a tracker. And one day, like, after work, I just, like, decided, like, I had the problem that I think I did, like, shouldn't do something. And so I just kind of walked over there and, like, knocked on her door. I was kind of like, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's kind of weird. And I knocked on her door and I was like, hey, I just got the impression that, like, you needed help today. And she was like, I don't think I need any help. I'm just reading my scriptures. And I said, well, do you want me to come read them with you? She's like, actually, I would really love that. I've been seeing my family.
Oh, great.
So, it was kind of like, it was a cool outcome, too.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. And that's, I kind of feel like, okay, so those little promptings, even if it's to smile at somebody or whatever, those little promptings are so fabulous because it's building your muscle. And the more you do it, then it's more like the Spirit can give you more, right? So we want to work on that muscle, listening to the Spirit and acting on it. Even if it's weird, it's okay. And then 4, be of good cheer and do not fear, for I, the Lord, am with you. Doctrine and Covenants 68:6. So what does that mean? It means He loves you right now.
I actually have experience with happening to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday, a guy was giving a good speech and Satan was trying to get money from him, actually.
He was giving you a... Say that again?
Satan was trying to get money from him.
Oh, really? But it was a good thing? He was making you feel sick. But were you able to stay? Oh, good. Good job. Okay, so here are some, just some visuals of jagged rocks and polished rocks. Okay, this is where you chip away your age, and there's a lot of things that are going to happen from now into your future, right? You've got a lot of things. If you're 16, you're probably dating. And if you're graduating, you might be doing school, trade school, going on missions. All this is going to come up in the next 10 years, right? Get married, have kids. That's a lot of banging around in it, right? And another cool thing is you've been with your family in the barrel, banging around, getting jagged edges, smoothed off. And then when you leave home, you can pick the other barrels you're going to go into. Mission is a barrel. You're going to meet and bump up against people there, right? School, work, career. There's lots of things. Okay. So this is where you're going to write down. Write one thing that fear and anxiety is holding you back from that you want to work on. Write it on your, it's on the second part. Right here. I'll give you just a few minutes. Oh, I've got some music going on during this while you think about it. We are bringing in Ben Olson. Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes to think about what you want to work on. Okay, 2 minutes goes pretty fast, huh? Okay, this is where the Play-Doh, if you haven't got your Play-Doh out yet, bring it on out. Put it in there and just plop it right down and don't touch it. Just put it out there.
Wait,
don't touch it. Share with somebody if you don't have some. Yeah. Okay. Just put it down there. Just put it on the, don't touch it. Just don't touch it. Just put it down and look at it. Look at it real hard. Is it doing anything? What if you think real hard? I'm just thinking. I want it to shape like something. I'm thinking, I want it to shape like a ship or a kite or... It's not! What is it going to... How do you... You have to poke it, right? You have to touch it. You have to do something. Okay, now you can play with it. Okay, right? Now you're doing something. Okay, that's like the barrel. Okay? If it's rolling along, you got in a barrel, going, rolling, and then you get afraid and you stop... Do you know what happens to all the rocks and the water and the grit in here? It freezes into cement, and it's stuck. So that's why with the grit system we're going to talk about, you just take one little bit. You got to keep moving forward in faith. Okay? Look at you. Got a little pot, and you put the rock in it. Okay. Good job, everyone. So this is to help you understand that. Okay, this is the parallel of talents, but I don't think we're going to have time to do that. So I'm going to talk to you about the talents really quick. So the parable of the talents, you probably already know that because we're in the New Testament right now. And Jesus gave a parable of the talents. A man gave a master, I can't remember who it is, but he gave 5 talents to one person. And he gave 2 talents to another person. And the last person, he gave 1, right? And what did he say? He said, go do, multiply, make something out of it, okay? And the one with 5 came back and said, I doubled it. I have 10 talents now. He says, good and faithful servant. Thank you for doing that. I go and I'll give you more responsibility and stuff. Okay, and then the two talent guy came. He says, I doubled mine. I have 4 talents now. Good and faithful servant. Thank you. Thank you. Go. I'll make you, give you more responsibility and give you more. And then the one talent, what happened? He was afraid. And what did he do? He buried it, right? And the master says, ah, slothful servant, no, I gave you a talent. I need you to multiply it. I'm going to take it away. So the way I look at this is that each and every one of us, we have all this potential inside of us, all this beautiful, amazing talents, and they're all different, just like the rocks that you have, that you picked up. Just to let you know, these rocks are from the temple quarry in St. George, the St. George Temple Quarry. There is a spot, there's 2 different spots, but this one is the rocks that they put under the temple to build it up because it was very marshy. And so I did that little walk and I gathered these rocks for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome, you get to keep them. So just like those rocks, we have jagged edges, and other rocks, like these rocks, they had jagged edges and they have lots of different fun colors. You too have so much potential. And Heavenly Father is just wanting you to find it and use it for good. Okay? So we're going to go over the grit system. Here's where you can write it down. Grit. G is for goals. R is relationships. I is intelligence. And T is for thoughts. These are going to be your tools. If you get stuck in the slurry, you're like, you're going to pick one of these areas. And then we'll break it down to do it. You bet. Can you see it? It goals for G. Goals. R for relationships. I for intelligence. And T for thoughts.
Wow, that's a really good system.
Slurry. Yes, thank you for asking. Okay, so it's the slurry that when you're doing the rocks in the barrel, you have rocks and water and grit, and it churns for 7 days, and then you check it to see if the rocks are smoothed out enough, you know, how you want it, if you want them more smooth or not. And the slurry is all the liquid, so it's the jagged edges getting bumped off and the water, it's a slush of mud. That's the slurry. Thank you for asking that, because sometimes I don't know that I skipped over stuff, so thank you. So, yep, you don't gonna get stuck in the slurry because that turns into cement if you don't keep moving forward in faith. Okay, let's talk about goals. They can be short or long, and they can be simple or complex. You can have goals in spirituality, financial, personal, career, education, health, and all you have to focus on is one little bit at a time. 1%. Okay? 1% daily or weekly or monthly. 1% better. Do you guys hear, there's a book called Atomic Habits. Have you read it? Great, huh? Yes, Atomic Habits is great. And also, Michael Dunn in 2021 conference, he talked about... He talked about the 1%. So let's talk about, here we go. That story, does anybody know that story? The 1%. There was, out of the UK, there was a biking team that always competed in the Tour de France and other things. And they were so bad that the bike industry didn't even want them to buy their bikes. They're like, don't buy our bikes. We don't want you to be seen with our bikes because you're so bad. And then they hired a new coach. And he says, we're just going to take this little by little, 1%. We're going to fix things 1% every day, every week. So he looked and did statistics on, like, how does the seat feel? And what kind of clothes? Like, let's change the clothes. Let's change your nutrition. Just 1%. It's just little by little. And then they became a winning team, finally. I think it was a long time. It could have been, I want to say, 100 years that they have been not good. And they finally won. So, and that's all that we need to do is be 1% better every day. And if you do it in a year, you're 37% better. Did you have a question? Okay. Okay, so the one thing the Heavenly Father wants you to know, too, is that you have your free agency. Your free agency to choose wisely. Growing up, that was a saying we always had. You have your free agency, choose wisely. So there is a fun thing that we always like to do. In high school, I lived in Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, they had dances every Friday night. And so we would go, and after, it was a tradition to go to a place called Macayo's. People would get food because the dance got off at 11, and I didn't have to be home till 12, so we kind of messed around. And sometimes people stayed late, and I'd always call my dad and say, "Hey, Dad, we're having a good time. Can I be late?" He's like, "You can. You have your free agency, but you know the consequences if you are." I'm like, "Oh, you're right." So I come home because my consequences is I wouldn't be able to go to the dance the next week if I. So, and the dances were big, big and important to me. So we have a free agency to choose wisely. So what are some goals? Because you have your free agency to choose which goals you want to do. How many of you guys like to do goals? Because I know some of my kids don't like to do goals. But in our mind, I love goals. Like January, that's good. And then sometimes it's every quarter. I don't know if you guys have heard of the 12-week year. So every quarter there's new goals because it makes it shorter. I love goals. And even the church, we have a system to set up goals. You get to pick, right? With strength of youth and everything like that. You get to pick which goals you want to do to make yourself better. Okay. So short time, simple. There was another story I had when I was teaching. There was a gentleman that would always come in, and he said he did the marathon. I said, "You did a marathon?" Because in my mind, I'm thinking, I had a certain image of what a runner is. And I'm like, "Wow." He's like, "Yeah, I've done it like 3 times. I'm like, "You've done the marathon 3 times? Everybody know what the St. George Marathon is? It's a Boston qualifier. It's a big thing in St. George." I thought, "Holy smokes. He's done it 3 times? Well, that kind of sounds cool because I always help out. But maybe I should run." But I always thought it was too big for me to do. But he made it possible because just seeing him, and he told me a little bit about it. So as soon as he left my office, I Googled how to run a marathon. And then I set up a plan. And it started with a simple. I'm going to get dressed to go running. That's the first step. But I'm just going to run to the stop sign and back. And then it just got a little bit further and a little bit further. And then I got a friend that I could run with, and we ran a mile, and she ran 5. And then I finally caught up to her, and I could do 5. And guess what? I ended up doing a marathon. I did 5. It's possible. Okay? I didn't come in first, but I did it. And it's such a cool feeling. And by creating goals, and even if they're small and accomplishing them, that's what builds your self-confidence. Okay, just even, like, little one, "I'm going to make my bed in the morning." That will make your mom happy too, huh? Okay, so there's your goal. Okay, do you have, look at the thing that maybe you're afraid of. Do you need a plan? Do you need to set a time? Or set a goal or anything like that to help you overcome that? Okay, the next one. Relationships. Okay. Relationships. Who is in your life? You guys are actually so lucky that you homeschool, because I feel like you probably have more support around you than other people. Do you guys feel that way? Okay. If not, let's get some support for you, because the people that are people that you should be around are people that encourages you. You could win or lose, and they still love you. Do you have someone like that in your life, doesn't matter if you win or lose, you could still go to them and they like, good job. It's like a little kid, right? Do any of you guys have little siblings that are learning how to walk? Raise your hand. Are they learning how to walk? Or maybe you've seen one of your siblings, you remember when they were trying to learn how to walk? Okay. When they're getting up, they're holding on to the table of the chair, right? And they're going to try. And then they fall. Do you go like, oh, give up. You can't do it. And walk away. No, huh? Like, hey, try it again. Come on, let's do it. Or they try to get another person like, okay, walk to mom or walk to dad or walk to your sibling, right? You're encouraging them. Yeah, and that's what we need. We're still kids and at heart, right? And so we need friends that are encouraging. So look for, if you don't have any, let's look for some so you can feel supported. Okay, mentor, are you looking into any kind of a profession, a career that you want to do? I know somebody was looking into music. So if somebody, is he here? Which one is he? Yeah, there you guys. We'll talk to you guys. Okay, music. So what better way than to find somebody that's already in that industry doing it and get the ins and out or even work with that person? Volunteering is really important because you can get so much experience by volunteering. And then it's also the network of people that help because they know people and they have experience and it just helps you along the way. Like-minded, do you have friends that think like you, that believe and love Heavenly Father and want to be stronger and listen to the Spirit? Find those friends. You guys are in a good spot here. And okay, so that's relationships. On your relationship part, if you want to write down who you have that is in your life that you can turn to, write that down for relationships. Okay, and the next one is intelligence. That's why we're here on Earth, right? To gain intelligence, because that's what goes with us. So spiritual, career, home, and community. What does that mean? Are you growing in those areas? Are you striving to be 1% better? In our family, we're full of entrepreneurs. We do a lot of marketing. We're on social media. Are some of you guys on social media here? No? Okay. Well, I'm on social media because I'm a marketer and that's what I do. But I have to be careful because there's rabbit holes to go down. And I'm there to spread joy because there's so much out there that can pull you down. And my kids, my son especially, he's a videographer. And in order to learn, you have to watch a lot of YouTube because we have some YouTube channels. And so I always have to remind all of us that we need to create more than we consume. And that can be anything. Do you read a lot of books? Do you study a lot of things? And then it's just there? You don't do anything with it? No, you got to create more than you consume. Okay? If you learn something, put it into action. Okay? Okay, and this one, I feel the next one. So put in your little bracket where it has intelligence. What is one more thing that you can learn to help you overcome that thing that you want to go for? Is there something, one more thing that you can learn and then put into action? Write that down on that. Okay. Your thoughts. This is the biggest one. At least for me. I don't know. Maybe you guys aren't. Maybe you guys are stronger than I am, but it's the most important thing. I grew up with the saying, think good thoughts, you'll do good deeds. Think good thoughts, you'll do good deeds. So when I get complaining or murmuring or anything like that, it's like, whoop, stop. That's the adversary trying to put a little wedge in me. Think good thoughts, because there's always something good with everybody. Even yourself, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I said that wrong. Oh, I did that wrong. Stop. You have a beautiful smile, and you like people. You know, just change the thought process, okay? How many of you guys in primary, they taught you primary songs and you still remember them? Okay. Did they ever tell you, pick your favorite primary song and whenever you get afraid, you sing it to yourself? Okay, some of you, that's what they taught me. So do you guys have a favorite primary song? Tell your neighbor what your favorite primary song is. Okay, this is where I'm bringing in my friend Megan Trainer. Everybody stand up. Come on. Come on. We're dancing. This is Megan Trainer. And whenever she felt sick, come on. When you feel down, you want to clean your house? Come on. Come on. You got fire. You guys got fire? Let them get louder. There's so much things you can do. Okay. How about you? Better when I'm dancing. Come on. Put your arms up. Just put your arms up. Yeah. We're going to feel good. Hey. All right. Good job, everyone. I surprised you on that one, didn't I? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thoughts. Okay. So, whenever you have some thoughts that might take you down, turn on some music. It can be church music. It could be Megan Trainor. Who's your favorite person? Put it up there. Get excited, okay? Because life is to be good. Think good thoughts. You'll do good deeds. You got the scriptures. You've got good books you can pull from to get your thoughts changed. People, podcasts. You can go to any of those people that are your favorite people. You can... I know for me, podcasts really helped. Sometimes I felt very alone, and there's church podcasts that people are always talking about gospel principles. Then I have work podcasts like marketing. I have some friends that have podcasts, and it's fun to listen to them. And it just changes my thoughts into something more productive. Okay? And then also, of course, prayer is always helpful. But I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes I pray, and I don't feel anything yet. So I want to do one more thing. And so putting on music can help bring you some peace too. Okay? So write in your slot, which one do you like to do when you start feeling your thoughts are going? Which one do you like? Podcasts, people, prayer, music, scriptures, books. Okay, write it down. Okay. Whoops. Almost. Okay. Okay. So I have a little fable for you. It's from The Having. It's called A Beautiful Flower Blooms. Can you still hear me? I got kind of crazy with that dancing, huh? Okay. A person planted several types of flowers and trees in a garden. The person watered them diligently and carefully raised them. But as the days passed, the garden didn't bloom. Rather, the plants withered. "Why are you all withering like this?" the person asked. A ginkgo tree spoke. "It's because I'm not gracefully tall as a pine tree." A pine tree also answered weakly, "I'm not confident because I can't bear delicious fruit like an apple tree." Not to be outdone, the apple tree chipped in. "I can't bloom with a big, beautiful flower like a sunflower can." Among the drooping plants was a small wildflower that was blooming gorgeously. The owner of the garden asked the wildflower, "All my plants are shriveling, but you've bloomed beautifully, little flower. What is your secret?" The wildflower replied, smiling faintly, "I have a small, simple beauty. I know that this kind of beauty brings people joy, so I love the way I am. I'm happy to bloom with such a pretty flower." The wildflower felt joy and happiness. That's why it bloomed, while other plants complaining about what they didn't have withered away. So having gratitude for what you have and appreciating what you have is so important, okay? That's the step to grow, is to understanding and giving what you have and appreciating who you are. What makes you you? What's your beautiful color? What's in you? What does Heavenly Father want you to become? Inside, He will tell you. If you have a journal, I highly recommend writing in journals your thoughts, gratitude, anything. So you can keep your thoughts, because that will also measure. You can go back and like, oh yeah, I have grown. I have done better. You can go back. So I highly recommend journals. And then before we end, I had a friend. She's actually distantly related. Well, not. But Mindy Gledhill. It's my brother-in-law's sister. And she was talking to her son. He was afraid to do an opportunity that came his way. He was really excited about it, but he was afraid. And this is what she said. She said, whoops, went the wrong way. She goes, what if this is amazing? What if this changes you for the better? What if you grow? So I just switched it around and I said, what if this is amazing? What if this changes me for the better? What if I grow? Okay, that's my favorite. And I did get permission for her to do it, and it's in my book. Because I love this saying, what if this is amazing? What if this changes me for the better? What if I grow? Okay, I hope, and my prayer for you is to know your value and to know that you, that Heavenly Father loves you and you have some great potential and He wants you to just go for it. He will be there. There's angels around you. If you're doing good, He will be with you. Okay? And I leave this as a testimony that I know that Jesus Christ is our elder brother, Jesus, our elder brother, and He set the example. And I know we have a Heavenly Father. I know we have a Heavenly Mother. So please, stay connected to them, okay?
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.